Tuesday in Malta, when Paul arrived on Malta and all the other 275 were saved, we see that God blesses the people around one Christian. There's Paul, and God wants to save him. He must appear before Caesar as a witness. And because of Paul, 275 people are saved too. That's interesting to see when we think of Abraham and Sodom and Gomorrah. An angel tells Abraham he wants to destroy Sodom. And Abraham says, well, if there are 50 fine people, are they destroyed with the bad ones? No. If there are 50, will not happen. But there are not 50. And Abraham asks, maybe there are 45. When there? Maybe 40? Maybe 30? 20? 10? God said, if there are 10 righteous people in Sodom, it will be spared. Imagine. But there weren't 10. We have no idea what's going on this planet. We don't have a look into the unseen world, but we know Christians are the salt of this planet. And each single Christian produces a surrounding of blessings. And if there are few Christians in a town, this town will be blessed, although there only are a few Christians. These few have an influence. And we see it here on Malta. God blesses the shipwrecked, and they can relax for 3 months. And Paul is, in a way, prepared for the work which has to come for him the next days. Because he's going to Rome. It will be the highlight of all his missionary journeys. And he needs some time of rest. And there on Malta, he's a healing person. And those who meet him there, all the inhabitants of the island, they remember Paul as the one who is able to heal the sick. And they hear the message of Jesus. We are not informed how many people were converted, but we are informed that they all were very, very thankful, and that they gave food and shelter, food and shelter, because they had experienced the blessings of the Lord. Sometimes there's only a chance for preaching, and sometimes there's only a chance for healing, but both elements are important, as we see. Some listen when they see how someone is healed. And sometimes they listen when you talk to them. God uses both ways. And we see Paul was used in both ways. And the inhabitants of Malta were blessed. What a journey. What a blessing.